Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Unplugged Special Edition.
Special edition,
because we have a special guest. And the guest is none other than, yes, that's right, world. You guessed it. Karen Elliott.
Our producer.
Our producer.
And friend.
In-house producer and friend. Yes.
And she's not a special guest because she's here every day, but we'll call her a special guest.
That's right.
Listen, we have a, well, Karen, we are glad to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And we're trying to, Jeff and I and you also have been talking about this Dove Award-winning artist, Plum. It says praises Derek Webb's collaboration with the drag queen, Flamey Grant. Now, I'm not sure who Flamey Grant is, but we had another article. I don't remember where it was that you saw. But we had another article about Flamey Grant, and it appears we got Christian music artist embracing Flamey Grant, which I'm thinking it used to be a contemporary worship leader or something. Can you enlighten us just a little bit?
Yes, I read an article the other day where I think he pronounces it Sean Foote, was in some dialogue with Flamey Grant, but he was a worship leader for over two decades, grew up in the church, evangelical, but he is now a drag queen. And he released a CD, I think it said last September. It hasn't really done anything. But after this dialogue with Sean Foote on social media, I think he said that he had the drag queen Flamey Grant has like 77,000 followers on TikTok. And so he got as many of them who would to help boost his song, Good Baby, maybe was the name of the song, Good Baby, I think, up toward the top of the chart, the Christian charts. He wanted to be on the Christian charts. And so he got a lot of his followers in it. I don't know where it hit number one, but he mentioned that it hit number one. But in this article that you found, he actually, Alan, I was just reading it. I guess the Derek Webb, who is of the former Christian group Caveman's Call, they uh-huh. broke up. They were an incredible Christian band back in the 90s, I guess, early 2000s. They split up in 2010, but according to this, they got together for they did another CD or a reunion tour or something, I guess. And it says in here, I guess Webb's new album is The Jesus Hypothesis. I don't know if some of the Caveman's Call group, I don't know if they're with him, but it says Webb describes his new album, which features a song with Flamey Grant titled Boys Will Be Girls, as his first Christian and gospel album in 10 years. I don't know how you call that a Christian gospel album, but it was an album release show in Nashville, and Jennifer Knapp, who was also a Christian artist, 90s, early 2000s. She won an award. Caveman's Call won awards. I knew Jennifer Knapp was lesbian. She actually told Christianity Today, I think in 2010, this article says that she had been in a lesbian relationship since 2002. She's been out there for a while. But that article, Alan, that you sent, it says that he said the Flamey Grant drag queen guy says, I'm a singing songwriting drag queen named after arguably the most successful Christian artist of all time. In my house growing up, we were only allowed to listen to Christian and gospel music. So as a closeted queer kid, Amy Grant was my version of an inspirational diva. So he has named himself after her.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow.
You know, there's a lot of interesting things brought up in what Karen was saying. One of the things that strikes me is that this transvestite or transgender, whichever they are now, said that he had over 70,000 followers on TikTok. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. And was it that he got these followers then to support his song? And because of that, his song apparently went to number one on some chart.
Well, there's some saying that Sean, how do you pronounce his name?
I think it's Sean Foot. I believe it's
Sean Foot. I never could. I mean, I'm very familiar with him, but I never could say his name. Sean Foot. What they're claiming, some are claiming that is when he came out against it, that's what pushed it to the top.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. In other words, everybody got interested in, oh, well, who is this? So some, of course, I don't know. It's maybe just a counterpunch on Sean. You know what I'm saying, from the radical left. But nonetheless, they're trying to tag the success of Flamey Grant with Sean Foot for exposing the treachery, the blasphemy. I don't know how else you say it. You've heard me say it, y'all, that, you know, okay, if somebody wants to be gay or whatever, I think that's okay. In the United States, you've got the right to do that. But where it gets a little hard for me is when they come after our children or they come after, you know, it's just like, okay, everybody can have a home, but don't come breaking down my door, so to speak. So that's where I tend to have a little bit of a problem. But they're claiming, some's claiming that Sean, if you pushed it to the top because he came out so strongly against it.
Well, I know it's an oversimplification, but it's apparent and obvious that the demonic world is trying to invade the world of Christian music. And Alan, we talked earlier this morning, we was talking about a policy I guess the only way to do it, it's a policy from the World Economic Forum, is to get Christianity and Islam to reverse their doctrine on LGBTQ and homosexual behavior. This seems to be just another fallout from that kind of a policy. And the strange thing is it appears that the demonic world and the policymakers of the agenda from the Great Reset, the World Economic Forum, and even the WHO and other organizations are now colluding together. And it seems to be obvious and apparent that they're colluding together to try to weaken the structure of Christianity, at least in our nation.
Well, I think that's true. Karen cited the one guy. Are you still there, Karen?
I am.
The guy that was in a member of an older worship group or an older Christian band, I guess. I'm looking for his name, but I can't find it. Derek Webb. Now he would carry what, you know, you have now on the internet is who's an influencer. Derek Webb would be considered an influence in contemporary Christian music. Would that not be correct?
I would say so, yes.
And so what they're saying here is that these influencers, and then you've got Sean Foot, who is an influencer, one's in a positive light, the other one's in a negative light, but what they're saying is happening on the internet now. Both influencers are influencing Flamey Grant, and that's what pushed it to the top.
Well, and obviously those in leadership positions, or at least as you're saying, influencers in contemporary Christian music are promoting this kind of lifestyle. Is that, I mean, could we, I guess we could say it that way.
Well, I think so. Karen and I know one or two people that are very active in contemporary Christian music. I don't want to call their names, but, and then Jeff, you had some also, but that were saying what percentage of contemporary Christian artists, isn't this correct, Karen, that a large percentage of contemporary Christian artists are now have a woke agenda in their ministries?
That's what we have been told, that you would be surprised. It's not really known, but some of the top artists' songs that we're doing in our churches today are being done by homosexuals. People just don't know it. And yeah, embrace a woke agenda. It would be nice to know who they are, but anyway, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. But we do know this, that we do know Luke Anderson. Luke Anderson is a drummer for Elevation Church. He also is an influencer in the contemporary Christian music arena and beyond even. But Luke Anderson, we do know, and we'll try to have him on here sometime, that Luke Anderson is a standard or stands for against the woke agenda. He is an influencer in that arena, but he is a staunch Christian who believes in strong Christian values. So we still have some out there. And Luke just came to my mind there, Karen and Jeff, that we might need to have him on as a guest sometime and to talk about this problem that we're having, how the woke agenda has not only taken over our government, now we know that it's taken over Christian music, it's also taken over our families.
Yeah, you have to pay attention to the fact that the church is becoming weaker as a result of embracing this kind of woke ideology. And a weak church is going to follow up with a weak government, a weak nation. If our only hope is in the church, this is not a good, we're not on a good trend line for sure. And it makes me wonder how in a broader scope, it makes me wonder if this kind of woke ideology has infiltrated Christian music, what kind of influence is that having on the broader church, the church as a whole? In other words, it'd be interesting to me to find out how many church people who attend church, what do they really believe and feel about this woke ideology?
Well, I think it's obvious that we're going to have, I'd at least say we've got 50% already embracing the ideology, some, there again, you got to be careful. Some media, would like for you to believe that it's 75%. That's one reason I tend to fight it. I have this argument, internal argument going on in me all the time of, well, is it really that many Christians? Are they trying to make it us believe that it's all going to hell in a handbag? Of course, we know that we will end up where we're headed, and where we're headed does not appear to be. Doesn't appear to be good. And I think that this topic that we're talking about with the contemporary music artist influencers that are joining forces, with evil, you know, and there's another thing to me too. And I was wanting to mention that these influencers, we got Sean Foot or Font or whatever on one side, then you got this other guy on the other, you got right and the left, but it seems like they both, it's amazing to me how the influencing propels something in front of people. Just like with Donald Trump, he gets indicted and his ratings go up.
Yeah.
So
right.
They thought, you know, that's negative publicity. I always heard Rick Joyner say any type of publicity is good. But with these influencers and in the music scene, and I don't know it. We haven't discussed it yet, but just like I know Amy Grant, I was a huge influencer for years.
Yeah.
And I think one of Karen's more favorite, contemporary Christian artists. And for And I think she's more in the woke agenda these days. I know she is in several areas anyway. I don't really want to tag her full woke, but because of what she has done. But it seems to me that it is telltelling that this drag queen has named himself after Amy Grant, calling himself Flamey Grant. And that means more than we realize.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree with that.
Nothing against Amy, but everything against this drag queen.
Right.
Why he felt the need to. I mean, it's obvious that he can't make any headway on his own name, so he's got to make up a name, make up a personality. He's got to make all this stuff up to try to be noticed. Amy Grant got there on her own merit.
Yeah.
Flamey Grant doesn't have anything to offer humanity except a bunch of fake, perverted, non-godly, godless. And then he attaches himself. I know Amy appears to be somewhat woke at this point, but still I consider her a godly young lady. So,
one conclusion that I can draw, I mean, this is a conclusion I guess I'm already at. For right or wrong, and I would love to be wrong about this, but I don't think that we can any longer presume that just because people attend church or name the name of Christ, that they are embracing the person of Christ or the teachings of Christ. I know that's true across the board and has been ever since Christianity began, but I think it's more so true now than ever, especially with this woke ideology.
Karen, where do you kind of see this? How do you feel about contemporary Christian music and where we are today? I mean, you listen to about pretty much all of that's out there. What is your take on where we are? I guess that's a broad question, but can you give us some dialogue on that?
Well, I don't know. Just sat down and thought about it in that light. But I know in leading the worship team at my church, as I'm looking for songs to learn, you know, it's so hard to know this day and time where people are coming from. You don't know, but you can tell sometimes by the lyrics. It somewhat shows, I guess, what they believe.
Right.
I don't know. I mean, it's the woke agenda is definitely, I think, in the Christian music arena. And I'm sure, you know, I read articles that there are homosexuals within it. And, you know, there's no doubt that it has made its way in there. And I guess, you know, I'm not sure how far it will go, but it's definitely a part of it. And it's just hard to know, you know, a guy told us one time that we would be surprised at some of the songs that we're doing, where some of the people are spiritually who wrote them. With regard to the woke agenda, which is, you know, that's disheartening.
Yeah.
As a worship leader, when you're looking for music, you know, you're hoping that the ones writing it believe the word of God. I know they probably love the Lord, but believe the word of God as truth and are not defining it the way it suits them or how it fits their agenda.
Right. You know, could we say also, you know, we're all sinners. We all know that and we all acknowledge that. But do you not think it makes a difference? Some of the greatest songs, even Amazing Grace, has been written as people are coming out of sin, out of wrong thinking. And so therefore they develop a song is given, is birthed, that gives a reflection of the sin that they were in and they're coming out. It appears to me that it's different than somebody writing a song coming out of sin versus writing a song going into sin. one coming out of sin tends to be not compromised. When they start having all of these worship songs and people are actually going in deeper into sin, I think it reflects that too, given testimony, Karen, to what you're saying about the words. A lot of it is we can look at the words too.
Right. You almost can feel the heart of where they are, you know, within it.
So it takes personal discernment, especially in these times of worship. And, you know, with worship, it's, and it needs to be even broadened. We need to keep in mind that worship is also not just a song. It's a life. And so then when we live a life of worship, it then can be put down into a song, just like David in the Psalms. He sang and worshiped where he was. I mean, so I think that we can, the songs themselves and the worship songs themselves, it just seems to me that, and even with David, when he's in sin or coming out of sin, seems like a lot different cry.
That's
our concern today. I mean, and with some of these influencers that wrote Christian songs in times past, but now are embracing the woke agenda, it, to me, is just very, very, very disheartening. Very disheartening. I can't tell you. I don't have any problem with somebody coming out of sin. We're all want to do that. I don't mind you writing a song about it, but to go into sin and embracing sin as acceptable to God, the only thing sin needs to know is there's a cross of Christ and there's a redeemer of it. That's, to me, that's the only conversation we need to have with sin. And that is, hey, God's given a provision for us to get rid of this thing, to deal with this thing, or to constantly deal with it daily. And that's the blood of the cross and Christ himself. But it looks like we're in a time now that is, we have a blitz or an invasion, if you will. And then when I see these other artists embracing, like Derek Webb with the drag queen and Flamey Grant and all of this type stuff, it's really and really, and the way like the Rolling Stone, let me put this in here quickly, but the Rolling Stone, you know, magazine, of course, they had an article on it for sure, right? And the title of their article is "A MAGA Preacher," talking about Sean, a MAGA preacher. Now, why would they call him a MAGA preacher? I mean, that's M-A-G, you know, make America great again. In other words, this is cast in a bad light. A MAGA preacher condemned a drag queen. Then her album topped the Christian charts. Flamey Grant's Good Day and LP Bible Belt Baby briefly hit number one on Apple Music after she was called out by Sean Foyt. Now, I would imagine if somebody would look at that number one, I feel like somebody's stretching something, and everybody might have clicked on it when he did it to see what it was.
Well, that's my understanding. He actually went to, he contacted his 77,000 followers to show Sean that he could do it. I mean, he was in backlash against what Sean said. What Sean said was very biblical. He just addressed it biblically. And so Flamey Grant contacted all of his followers to click on his song "Good Day" off of that Bible Belt Baby. So they did, and he went to number one. So I don't. It's very misleading. It makes it sound like the Christian world has embraced him, but it's from what I understood, it was basically his followers. You know, Alan, you were talking about Christians. Some of these worship leaders are embracing the ones coming out as homosexuals or drag queens or whatever. I remember when I first read that, you know, Amy Grant announced that she was hosting her niece's same-sex wedding on her property. She talked about, and she has also kind of embraced Brandi Carlile, who is a secular artist, who I guess they would say came out of the closet as homosexual, and Amy Grant addressed that and, you know, embraced her. And one of the things that she said was about we're to love God and to love each other. And that's what everybody keeps putting it under, that God, Jesus said, you know, we're to love everybody. Well, I remember when that was first announced, it's in this one article, and I remember reading it back when it first came out, but Franklin Graham responded to it, which Amy Grant, toured some with Billy Graham, but when she divorced Gary Chapman, she knew she could no longer tour with him. You could not be part of that team of Billy Graham's. Once she divorced, she couldn't be part of the team. Uh-huh. So I know she knows that family very well, I think. But it says in this article, Grant's initial announcement that she would host the wedding was met with sharp criticism from Franklin Graham, who leads the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and Samaritan's Purse. And here's what he said. He tweeted it. Amy Grant announced that she and her husband, Vince Gill, are going to host a same-sex wedding on their farm for her niece, Graham tweeted. Yes, we are to love God and love each other. But if we love God, we will seek to obey his word. Jesus told us, if you love me, keep my commandments, John 14:15. God defines what is sin, not us. And his word is clear that homosexuality is sin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. That was his response to it.
Wow. Wow.
Well, wow. It appears to me, I did want to say this one thing. We was talking earlier about y'all were talking about lyrics, songs, people writing songs, going into sin and coming out of sin. And then I echo what Karen said about, you know, you want to find, as a worship leader, you want to find songs that are anointed. You want to find songs that lyrically are challenging and comforting and biblical. I got to say that God has always delivered a perfect message through imperfect people. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily even the song that is written by someone who's struggling with sin. As long as the message of the song is biblical, then I don't think there's anything in the world wrong with proclaiming that biblical message. It's not that I think, but in a deeper concept, I do believe that the church is being desensitized to this kind of a philosophy and an ideology that says that it's okay, this lifestyle is okay. Like Amy Grant hosting that wedding for a same-sex marriage, that's embracing it to the point of putting your stamp of approval on it. And I think that's where the problem lies, and that's what's weakening the church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, my fellow comrades, we have run out of time for today's podcast. And Karen, thank you so much for being with us. And we do have Karen, a special guest with us today. It's Mr. Roland. And so he's in with us.
Well, right, I'm just going to say thank you for letting me be a part of it.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Catch you tomorrow.
See y'all.
Bye-bye.
See ya. Bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith and Roland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrolandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.